When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
How you doing, Cynthia?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm battling through, Mama. I'm battling through. Let's spend some time on the Giants and Jets, and then also then I want to get your take on some of the other schedules out there that you love, maybe some that you don't. This is a difficult one for the Jets, boy. I tell you. Baltimore. I did a deep dive here. I looked at the Jets roster. Do you know that a minimum of 10, of course, you know, assuming who's going to start, right? A minimum of 10, possibly 12 players on the Jets starting roster will be either rookie or second year players, and 7 of them will be on offense. Are you aware of that?
You know, I hadn't gone through and looked. I knew it was going to be a lot, but I didn't know. I mean, that's kind of maybe even more than I thought.
And you got to tell me they got to open the season against the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, you know, I think the whole beginning of the schedule, you know, I was kind of hoping we'd see a little Jacksonville a little bit earlier so that the Jets could, you know, get a little chemistry going, get, you know, that the juju working in their favor.
So, again, they open up Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. They take on the entire AFC North in the first 3 weeks, Cynthia, and that's going to be one of the – depending, of course, we don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. You know, will he be suspended a few games by the league not through with their investigation? So, they, you know, that could be good for the Jets catching Cleveland without Deshaun Watson. I know Jacoby Brissett is the backup. I know he's not chopped liver. He's won some games. So, but your thoughts, I mean, I hate to say it, but there's a chance the Jets could open up 0-4, let alone 0-9 until they get their bye week in week 10.
Yeah, I was looking at that too. I mean, the other way you could think about it is if some of these games that seem really hard turn out to be wins, then maybe that could be like a really nice boost of confidence, because on paper, that schedule is terrible.
Then after the bye, it's New England, and then they get, you know, they get Chicago, they get Detroit, okay, they get Jacksonville. We'll see. I don't know. Week 17, who will be quarterbacking for the Seattle Seahawks? We don't know. So, you know, the second half of this, it'd be nice if the schedule flip flopped, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it would be nice if it not only flip flopped, or at least, like, you know, mix in some of those other games, like. Mix in like a, you know, go Jacksonville, then go Ravens, then go, you know, you have to play who you have to play, but like, you know, mix it up a little bit, if not put the easy ones first.
Okay. I'm calling up the Giants schedule now, to take a look at what they have going on and what the NFL did for them. So they kick off, their week one at Tennessee. And then they have Carolina, Dallas, Chicago, Green Bay, Baltimore. Wow, how about that? They have one. How about this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 home games in a row, Cynthia. Then they're at Jacksonville and then at Seattle. So a much easier beginning of the season for the Giants as for the Jets.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Giants, but, like, you know, the difference is, I mean, the Giants also are in my opinion, an easier position, too. So, you know, it's both things, right? Like, their schedule overall was easier even before we knew what the Jets' schedule was. I mean, like, all of the NFC East has, you know, if you look at strength and schedule from last season, which I think is not a perfect metric, but it's okay. That, like, all of the NFC East, just in general, the strength of schedule for them is a much lighter than the AFC East.
And keep in mind, I'm looking at that 1, 2, 3, 4, that 5-game stretch between week 2 and week 6, and that Sunday, October 9th, of course, Green Bay will be in London. That'll be a 9:30 a.m. game. Let's talk about some of the other schedules out there that you do like. What's the one that really stands out to you that you're like, wow, the NFL did this team some justice?
You know, I think I look at, there's a couple, but the Eagles is pretty favorable. They have a really nice, I mean, look, you change your, you get a new pass catcher like they got in A.J. Brown, and you add to your defense in that way. You really set your young quarterback up to see, okay, if the Eagles aren't good this year, it is 100% not on the schedule, nor is it on the personnel. So this is a real chance to see what they've got there, and the Eagles are in good shape. I think they end up winning the division, unfortunately, for Dallas and Giants and Washington fans.
Oh, I've already gone to the window. My money was, I put money on the Eagles a few weeks ago. But you're right. In looking at the schedule, at Detroit, against Minnesota at home, that's the big Monday night game, second week. Then at Washington, Jacksonville, at Arizona, Dallas. I do believe they have the ability to start the season 4-0. Maybe by the time they have their bye week. This is the only thing I don't like. I don't necessarily like the bye week coming early. It's week 7. But by the time they get to the bye week, you know, I think they could be 5-1, 4-2, worst case scenario. Agree?
Very hard, yes, I agree. Also, you have to remember, they get Arizona without DeAndre Hopkins, too. So, you know, that is a known suspension.
Yeah, and Murray, you look at Murray's statistics, and it's evident how much he struggles in regard to completion percentage, touchdowns thrown in games when Hopkins is not on the field with him. What are some of the teams out there besides the Jets? We've just broke that down, that we both feel did not get any favors from the NFL. But what are some of the other schedules out there that you think are really difficult?
Well, we know all the AFC West teams, just in general, those teams, I mean, it's the most difficult division. So you have 6 games that are hard no matter what. But if you look at the amount of travel that the Raiders have, look at week 8 and the next 5 weeks on from there. All 4 of them are away games. In week 8, which is like, that's like prime, like we're getting tired, things are getting wonky time, right? So if you look at their schedule, the amount of travel alone is just so punishing. And then I look to see, you know, like obviously you see, like I was looking to see, okay, the Rams have a hard schedule. They play a hard, you know, situation. But they do get that mini bye week 14 and week 15. So the Rams got a little bit of a favor. So, you know, if you're looking at one of these, I think that really helps the Rams, like, significantly. But, you know, again, you go back to the ones with the hard divisions and you say, Chiefs schedule, woof, that thing is terrible. But, you know, it is what it is, right? Chiefs schedule, Raiders schedule, all yucky. Especially when you look at, I mean, Broncos is relatively easy compared to the Chiefs, meaning the order is easier.
Right. So in looking at the Raiders, and you're talking about week 8 at New Orleans, at Jacksonville, home against Indianapolis, then at Denver, at Seattle, home against the Chargers, and then at the Rams. So, it definitely, and here's another thing. They get a bye week in week 6. That stinks.
Awful.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Awful. Yep.
How much do you put in your analysis on how well you think a team does? How much emphasis do you put in on where the bye week stands?
Well, it depends, because you know, when it comes to like who are you playing ahead of and out of that bye, it does help. Like, let's say you have Green Bay coming out of a bye and you're the Lions, right? Like, that's nice for you to have an extra week to get ready, to get healthier, to kind of get better. But, like, you know, the later bye has typically been, you know, around the week 10 or 11 or 12 bye. That is where you typically see, you know, the best results. Now, you have to characterize things in terms of, like, okay, you know, is this team actually good? You know, what kind of injuries are we talking about? You have to put it all in context. But the more towards the middle you can get, the better off you are. But if you're a playoff contending team that's not going to get a bye, now that's really specific, right? Then you want as late as possible. So, like, if you're the Packers this year and you're not going to get the bye, then you want to have a week 14, you know, that go as late as possible. So then it feels like you get, you know, close to that playoff bye.
And looking at some of the over-unders here that are out in regard to the Jets, and we just went down their schedule and just saw how brutal it is, especially the first 4 weeks against the AFC North. Over-under 5.5. Over is at -140. A lot of people feel that the Jets will win 6 games this season. Do you?
I do. I think they sneak in one. Like, I think that they have improved their roster enough that I think that some of those games, like, you know, I don't know who wins it between them and the Lions, for example. I don't think totally like Lions lie down like every other year, right? They had a really improved offseason too. But I think those games where there's a little bit of a tipping point, I think tip more in favor of the Jets. Now, I would like it better if they started off easier because momentum in terms of like learning how to win games together, that's great. But I do think they 6 seems like it's a very achievable number.
Again, Cynthia Freeland joining us here from the NFL Network here on 98.7 ESPN. The Giants over-under is at 7. So very interesting. The under is what's favored here. Under 7 wins at -130. What side are you on here, Cynthia?
You know, I think I'm gonna stay with the herd here about the under. I would stay away from that one though, because I think that one's a trick. Because you're right, they start out pretty strong, but also, like, I don't know. I don't think they're getting overly punished, right? Like, I feel like the Jets, you know, until their schedule came out, people were like, oh, maybe, you know, whatever. And then it's just too much pendulum swinging one way or another. I think the Giants might be getting dinged too hard. I also think the Falcons are getting dinged too hard, too. I think theirs is at, like, 4.5.
Is there an over-under out there that, you know, I'm with you. I'm all over the Eagles. So I like the over 9.5 for the Eagles at -115. Is there another over out there that you really love for a team?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Love that Falcons over 4.5. It's not sexy, but I like it a lot.
The Falcons over 4.5. Hold on one second before I let you go. I want to take a look. Is it that you're just a bigger believer than most in Marcus Mariota? What is it about that team?
I think their defense is further along. I think Carolina is less far along. I think that, you know, the ability for Arthur Smith, you got to give Arthur Smith some credit. We saw what he did in Tennessee. I think he's going to figure that out, something similar there. I think they're getting overly punished for feeling like Calvin Ridley being gone is going to be a huge, I think you're looking at last year too much. I mean, they had a better year. Okay, they didn't have a great year last year, but they had a better year than we kind of remember when we think about them, right? And they're like, oh, well, Matt Ryan's gone, they're going to be terrible. You have to remember, like, that whole, they were without so many pieces on that offense, and now they have a running back. It's not the greatest thing ever, but they have a running back. They have a situation. They're building some things there, and I think their defense is, like I said, further along than we give them credit for.
You know, one team that I think folks are sleeping on, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, over under 7.5. The over at 7.5 is it even money? Wow. I think because they drafted Pickett, I think people are looking at Trubisky as like that horrible quarterback from Chicago. I don't think people realize just how amazing this defense is going to be. I think Pittsburgh wins 10 games. I think they get into the playoffs. What are your thoughts on Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm not as bullish on them as you, but I think 7.5 is far too very low. You know, Mike Tomlin doesn't have a 7.5 season. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was not good last year. I understand that, you know, he's a good quarterback, but last year and the year before, he was not good. And look at those teams. You know, look where they ended up. Look at the numbers. Mike Tomlin does not have a losing season. So, you know, when I look at this, I think all you got to do is get to 8, right? Like, I don't think the Steelers make it to the playoffs. And I think part of that is because I think they have 2 late games with the Browns. And I think if Deshaun does get, you know, if Deshaun does get suspended, he'd be back by the time he'd face those, which really annoys me.
Okay, so really, really quick before I let you go, because there are still quite a few question marks in around the NFL when it comes to the quarterback position, that's for sure. So what is the latest? What are you hearing about Deshaun Watson in this investigation that's going on? Nothing? You're not hearing anything?
I'm certain that they're figuring it out, though. Like, it's way too big of a, you know, they're not like, I'm certain they're trying to figure out what all of the different elements are. I don't know how I have no sense of how any of it's going. My you know, logical brain says to me that I think that the Texans made things very hard and they obscured what was going on to the point where it takes a lot. When someone, you know, puts a big block over something for a long time, it's hard to, you know, undo all of that blockage very quickly. So I do think they're on top of it. They're very incentivized to get it right. And I hope that the fact that we haven't heard much is more of a testament to the fact that they're doing all of the due diligence, which I believe they are, as opposed to, like, you know, they don't owe us to tell us yet. They said they're doing an investigation. They will reveal the findings. You know, I do actually believe that they have to get this one right.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
For the Carolina Panthers, there's some talk and speculation that they at one point in time were interested in Baker Mayfield, possibly not. What do you think happens with Baker Mayfield? Where do you think he lands?
I think he lands somewhere. My sense is that it might not be, I don't think it's Carolina, unfortunately, because I'd like to see week one be like the ultimate revenge game narrative. So, like, look at all the revenge games there would be if you add that to the Browns play Panthers week one. But, you know, I think it'll probably come down to an unfortunate training camp situation where a team needs a quarterback kind of that they weren't expecting to need. Unfortunately, we've seen injuries and things like that before. So I don't think it's going to be decided by, you know, a team like actually wanting him more than needing him.
Last but not least, the San Francisco 49ers. What we're hearing is that Jimmy Garoppolo still expected to be traded in June once the shoulder has healed 100%. Also, I'm hearing that Trey Lance not ready to be a starter in the NFL. So what do you anticipate will happen with the 49ers? Who do you think their starting quarterback is going to be week one?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
The next time Kyle Shanahan tells us the truth will be the first. You know, like, he doesn't know us. Like, I mean, I don't expect him to. So, like, I think it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, what are they doing? Like, that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both. Cynthia, thank you so much. Always great when you pop on, my friend. Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network. You enjoy the rest of your Saturday afternoon and your weekend.
You too.
You got it.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.